This is the WSAU Wisconsin Morning News from AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are feeling extremely, I would say generous here at the big palatial studio. And I thought maybe it'd be a good time for us to, I don't know, what do you think? Maybe try and give away some Brewers tickets?
I think that would be a fine idea.
By playing the Brewers ticket match game presented by Oakwood Exteriors. All right, in order to be a contestant, what you need to do is go to WSAU.com, gaze upon all of the magnificence that is there, but specifically focus on the Brewers match game board, where you can look at all the previous guesses, etc., figure out what guesses you want in order to try and win a pair of tickets to watch the Brewers pummel some other poor, unsuspecting team. Then call me now, 715-845-2155, and the phone lines, what do you know, boom, have exploded. Good morning. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Jody.
Jody. All right, Jody.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good.
You happy?
I am happy.
You sound happy for a Monday. All right, Jody, have you won anything from us in the last 30 days?
No, I haven't.
You sure?
Yes.
You positive?
But I'm not, I don't know. I'm not on the computer, so I'm not looking, I don't look at your game
board. So it's going to be a blind guess.
Oh, yes, exactly.
You give us the numbers, we'll help you through.
That's right. Okay. We're here to help you. All right, so there's 9 squares on the board. Your first guess should be numbers 1 through 9. How's that?
Is two taken and...
You can take any of them. You can take any of them, and you're not getting any clues. So just pick a number.
Any one you want. 1 through 9.
I'm going to say 6.
Number 6 is Amherst Marine, and that is the Mets. And that gets our deepest and most sincere apology.
All right.
Now, you've got 2 chances to win. There's a wild card, which means if you pick the number of the square that has the wild card on it, boom, you win Mets tickets. There's also another, obviously, a square that has Mets tickets on there. If you pick that one, boom, you're a winner. If you don't pick either one of those, you get a consolation prize, and you're still a winner, Jody.
This is the most detailed explanation, Jody, that we've ever done for this game.
You have...
Pick another number.
Two.
Number 2. Number 2 is Dwayne's Cover-It-All, and it's the Cubs.
Okay.
And Cubs and Mets are not a match, but we do have some lovely consolation prizes for you.
Does our contestant have more questions?
Do you have any more questions, Jody?
Yes, I'm looking for your consolation prize.
Well, I would be more than happy to send it to you. All right, what I need you to do, is you're going to tell me which consolation prize you would like.
Okay.
All right. I discovered in my luggage some grits.
I don't care for that.
You don't care for grits.
No. Okay.
All right. Hold on. We got more. How about some tickets to go see the Wisconsin Woodchucks play?
No, I'm doing that already.
All right. How about a discount water park pass to Mount Olympus in the Wisconsin Dells?
Yes. Is that 2?
That sounds, yes. That
okay.
It's good for 4 people. How about that?
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yes. All right, so as long as we're making you happy, that's all I care about. What I need for you to do, Jody, is I need for you to hold on. I'm going to put you on hold for just a second. You're still going to be able to hear the show, but what you're going to get is the bonus 5 random facts for Monday, so that as you go along today, you can impress people with your immense random fact trivial knowledge. Are we ready?
We're ready. Lay them on us.
You can think of this as a bonus consolation prize for people who don't go to WSAU.com and look at the game board.
And then call in to win the free stuff.
That's fine. It's all good.
It's all good here.
We
love to give stuff away. All right, here we go. Number 1, there are only 17 state capitals where that is the largest city in the state. The other, according to President Obama, 48 states.
Stop it.
Like in Illinois.
Like in
Illinois.
Where Chicago is the largest city.
And like in Wisconsin.
That's right. Is Madison the biggest?
No, Milwaukee.
Milwaukee is clearly the biggest. Sure. Clear right. All right, so let's move the capital to Milwaukee. No, let's not. The U.S. is only 6th in the world for ketchup consumption. Canada is the number 1. I always thought they put mayonnaise on everything up there. Canada is the number one, an average of almost 7 pounds of ketchup per person per year. Finland, Sweden, the UK, and Norway come in after that.
Wonder why the Scandinavian countries use so much ketchup, just to make the food more edible?
Have you ever tried Lutefisk without ketchup?
Okay, all right.
We eat 4.9 pounds of ketchup per person here in the United States. It is impossible to poison an opossum. Impossible to poison an opossum.
Sure. Sounds like saying that she sells
seashells.
There's got to be some. There's got to be some chemical that we've come up with that will kill an opossum.
The opossum produces a protein that basically neutralizes any poison that enters their body. Scientists are now trying to use it to build a universal poison antidote for humans. Or you just, when you get poisoned, you rub an opossum on you. In the novel Forrest Gump, he was originally 6'6", weighing 242 pounds. The author of the story, Winston Groom, says he pictured John Goodman playing him in the movie.
That would have been a different movie, wouldn't it?
It certainly would have.
Tom Hanks was the only person who could have possibly played Forrest Gump.
I think he did such a great job that, yes, I think that's his, if they ever do a sequel or anything like that, it's got to be Tom Hanks, which I don't think they should. They'll ruin it. If an obese married person has a gastric bypass and loses a significant amount of weight, there's an 80 to 85% chance that they will get a divorce within 2 years. Can you believe that?
That's believable.
Yeah.
That's the suddenly I don't have to settle procedure. Right? What's going on there.
It very well may be that may be the case. WSAU, Wisconsin, Morning News.
Just broke up with my girlfriend recently. So the day came, I was going to do it, right? I had confidence and a plan. My plan was keep it short and get out of there. My confidence took a dip when I had to ride my bike to her house. That is not a powerful vehicle for a man to arrive on. Especially when her complaints are you're immature and don't have your together. I'm like, doesn't know what she's talking about. I'm doing great. So this is what I did to build my confidence back up, right? When I got to her street, are you ready for this, sir?
Marine?
I landed a sweet jump onto her sidewalk, right? And I stuck it. And I was like, who's the man? And then
M-O-R.
She was waiting for me on her stairs. When I got to her stoop, I skidded my back tire
Marine
sideways
Road.
Like that. And she was like, oh, and then...
All right, and the ship.
I remembered my plan, keep it short. So I took a newspaper and I threw it at her face. And I was like, this just in, you're out. And I popped a wheelie down the street. It was awesome. It was fantastic.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Jody. We'll get those off to you as quickly as we possibly can. You bet.
That's what she did. She clapped and cried at the same time. She was like, I'm heartbroken, but that wheelie was sick. I didn't know you could do that. Let's reconsider.
Thank you for such a great show.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
Okay, here's the point I'm trying to make.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.